Okay, so I was all set with what I was going to talk about, but Mike, you kind of set me up here with your comment back to John about being up late at night, taking care of business and seeing the Northern Lights. True that. Okay. So anyway, let's. I'll go back to the Northern Lights. I've seen them quite a bit, and there's an app on the phone called Aurora. I like Aurora Borealis, only just the word Aurora. You can get it for Apple and Android. You can take a look at it. And it gives you a list of the KP index, or you can watch just about any 1,000 SOAR event sites on the web and look for the KP index in our area to be above 5. Now, right now, it's about 2.33. The KP index is a measure of the amount of ionized particles that are in the air. And when it gets above 3, you've got a pretty good chance of seeing the Northern Lights here in northern Michigan. Above 5, it's guaranteed you're going to see them. At that point, the local news station generally says, hey, you can see the Aurora Borealis tonight. My favorite location for seeing them is to drive out to Acme, which is a bit of a hike at 11:30 or 12 o'clock at night. But to go up to Acme to the Greek Orthodox Church, there are a number of people out there, but the lights are, you turn your lights off and you can just watch them shimmer. It's just phenomenal. So, yeah, I've seen them a couple of times. I missed the comet. And with that, I think that's my comments about the Northern Lights. They're good, and they're only really going to be good at solar peak. So that's the next couple of years. So don't let any grass grow under your feet. This is a good time to do that. Quick comment to Brian, or to Brad at NHJXQ. The DMR helped the request. Really, you need to go to a project night, talk to Drake and Glenn. They will be able to kind of fix everything you need to get fixed. So test for that. And Kevin, KF8AGY, Kevin, you've got to be the antenna master, so we really need to hear what you're doing with your antennas. I've seen the antenna, and I've seen them work, and the results, it sounds like we all need to take a lesson from you. You can school us on that. So with that, that's about all I have. Back to Net. Mike, you're doing an awesome job with the Net, and thanks, everybody here. WATCM, this is WXLNJ. Back to Net.